Okay, great. Can everyone hear me? This is Sarah Neese with the Health Plan Alliance.
Hi, Sarah. Hi. It's Kristen with the Alliance. I'm on too, and you sound loud and clear.
Great. Sounds great. Well, welcome, everyone. I'm Sarah Neese with Health Plan Alliance, and Kristen Rodriguez, my comrade, has also joined the call virtually from her work office in California. So we're thrilled that you're with us today. The purpose of this call is to talk about our upcoming value visit around clinical informatics. We had a planning call a week or so ago with a number of your peers participating in that, got some great ideas. Kristen facilitated that call, and then we have also scheduled this call today to get some additional insights from folks. So what I think we should do, Kristen, first is just sort of go around the room and see who's with us and have everybody register their participation. How's that sound?
I agree wholeheartedly.
Okay, great. Well, who wants to start? Let us know you're here and who your plan and your name and who you're with.
This is Alice Frank. I'm a Quartz Benefits.
Alice with who?
Quartz Health Solutions.
Quartz.
Unity.
Great. Yep. I know now. Thanks, Alice. Thanks.
Thank you.
Anybody? Others?
Hi, this is Abigail Corner with Health Alliance Medical Plans.
Hi, Abigail. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you.
This is Joe Hurst with Optima.
Hi, Joe.
John Coughlin from Optima here as well.
Great, John. Thanks for joining us. Any others?
Bridget Schmidt from Quartz Health Solutions.
Hi, Bridget.
Hello.
Others? Okay. Did I catch everybody? Survey that's on had a chance to introduce themselves? Okay. Well, why don't we go ahead? Kristen, I think I'd like to ask you to maybe summarize. Well, first of all, we'll talk about the dates for the session and where it's going to be held. We're organizing this value visit to be held in Orlando, November 15th through the 17th. It'll be a 2.5-day session. And we're really trying to focus in on exploring best practices for not only developing and maintaining your data sets, but also leveraging that data to support your strategic initiatives. So we're looking to identify planned case studies, even case studies with your provider partners, if that's applicable, and other industry thought leaders, potentially bringing them in to help support the development of the programming for this topic. So, we're just beginning the planning process. As I mentioned before, Kristen facilitated a call a week or so ago. So, Kristen, do you want to sort of recap maybe some of the learnings from that call before we delve into getting some additional insights?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to do it. So, and forgive me, I may be repeating something Sarah just said. So the value visit that we're really focusing in on to kind of kick off a more global programmatic effort, the value visit itself is November 15th, 16th, 17th in Orlando. And that event is live on the calendar. Right now we have, you know, kind of our generic theme ideas noted there. So if anybody's on the website and wants to tool over there to take a look at it, you're welcome to do it. Again, it's in November on the calendar. And you can see some general text there. And then the only other element as far as programming goes is this was a question that came up on that first planning call, and so I want to proactively address it here, which is that we are certainly working to put together a fantastic agenda for this value visit. We did an informatics event last year, and many of the folks on the call today were there last year. And so we want to carry on with that conversation and bringing folks together in person. But also we are looking to get some more focus in on what type of virtual options this group may be interested in. An example on the last call, data governance and data quality came up as a topic. And the group there suggested that perhaps data governance would be a great webinar series to focus in on versus using that time in person for that topic. And it's a great thing just to have ongoing discussion and case studies around that topic. So as we're brainstorming today, definitely feel free if an idea comes up and you think, ah, that would be great for a webinar. You know, we have 30 people who would sit in on that webinar versus, you know, a focus value visit, which is usually a smaller group represented from your plan. So with that kind of framework context there, the topics that came up on the last call, we really hit on a few kind of larger themes, and we didn't get into the nitty-gritty on, well, what would that session look like or what would be the learning objectives. And so I think today what Sarah and I are hoping will happen is that you guys can react to these ideas that were shared and either validate, like, yes, that's exactly what I want to know also, you can, you know, push back, like, well, maybe that's not quite what you're looking for. And both are really great feedback. We would much rather hear that we're not quite on the right track and know that early so that way we can adjust. So some of the themes that came out of the last call, a big one was providing meaningful information to our partners, our provider partners. So some of the questions that came up were things like, what's the best platform to do this? There was a little bit of side conversation around decisions that folks make to either enhance their own analytics and platforms capability with homegrown and internal resources or to establish strong strategic partnerships with vendor partners to assist or some combination therein. And then also looking at how to overcome challenges with trusting data. Joe had a great slide last year that I still reference, Joe, where you go through the phases of data acceptance. It's like the stages of grief. And I think that a lot of people, that issue resonates with them. And then also looking specifically at what types of data providers need to manage their own risk more effectively. More and more studies are showing that providers are definitely looking with an eye on these risk arrangements. They're realizing that that's the writing on the wall. That's where they need to be. And so they're very hungry for data. And so it's figuring out how to feed that appetite in a way that's sustainable, in a way that's actually actionable and helpful. So that was a big theme that we discussed. I have a few others, but let me pause there and see if anyone has reactions to that theme. Does any of that resonate with folks on the call today, or would anyone have clarifying questions or thoughts on that piece? Is it a terrible idea?
We have the same concerns that our providers are getting the right information that they need on a timely basis. And then on the other hand, is the provider actually following up and using that information?
Gotcha. Yeah. And I think this is a question, and Sarah, help me if I misconstrue this, but this is a question that Sarah and I were walking around when we were brainstorming earlier this week about our value visit was the issue of the different layers within the provider organizations, right? So what the leaders need, and then you're trying to find those champions to help drive that action down, you know, all the way to the practicing providers. Joe, I hate to use your name in vain, but I remember last year during your case study, that was one of the things I took away was how you would have, you know, key folks at the table, right? And you were really working with them, but then the idea was, right, to evangelize them so that, that way they were able to move that conversation forward to other stakeholders within the group. So just wondering, Alice, when you're talking about the challenges you guys are facing, whether or not it's across all levels or if you're really thinking about one particular level within that provider organization.
I suppose it was within all levels eventually, if that answers your question.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. And Alice, what about you? So to your point, are you guys engaging more with the leadership and then really the leadership are the ones driving that conversation forward, or are you finding that you're engaging with multiple points throughout?
We do engage with multiple points. Ultimately, it has to end up with the leadership, but that's at a level that's different from mine. So I do not actually, except for maybe one or two, engage with the providers themselves. We have a manager in provider relations that deals directly with the providers. I don't know, Bridget, if you want to add anything to that.
Sure. Kristen, we're kind of a subunit within provider relations. So our healthcare informatics team services, not only provider relations, but some other areas of the business too. So we're a little different where we really heavily lean on our provider relations coordinators and managers and directors to help facilitate those conversations with the providers.
Oh, interesting. I hadn't heard of that particular organization method before, where you guys are actually inside provider relations. I heard you mention that you do support other business areas as well, but that is an interesting org structure.
It is.
It really keeps you focused, right? Like this is our main goal, right? Is to provide this for those partners. That's wonderful.
Correct.
Any other comments from the group before I move forward a little bit here? We also want to have time just to open it up for open brainstorming as well.
Kristen, before we go on, maybe I could just sort of delve in a little bit further to that topic area. One of the questions I have for the group is, you know, is the topic area of trying to identify what type of information and when and how to send that information or provide that information to your provider something that you all deal with? Or is that you're just the support for that effort? I mean, I'm trying to understand this group's sort of focus. Are you helping to identify with your provider partners what kind of information they need and how to get it to them and how to support that provider relations activity? Or can you sort of speak to that a little bit?
This is Bridget Schmidt from Quartz. For us, we have set metrics within the provider contract. So, for example, by the end of a quarter or 30 days past the quarter end, we need to deliver certain metrics to certain providers that we have certain contractual arrangements with. One of those would be like our quality incentive reporting that we do for providers.
Okay. What about the rest of you? Anybody else have any specific sort of thoughts on that? So what I'm hearing you guys say, Bridget, is that you're supporting the provider profiling or quality reporting aspects of your contracting initiative.
Correct.
Okay, thanks. Any other thoughts on that before we move on? Okay. Go ahead, Kristen.
Yeah, this I think dovetails really nicely with another topic area that came up, which was around dashboarding. Dashboards, to me, it's an evergreen topic. Folks really, really like to learn about how other plans are gathering and presenting information for key stakeholders, right? So you have the decision makers internally, department leaders, folks who are auditing data, folks who are trying to use it to generate their action items, and then, of course, your external stakeholders as well. And so where we landed on in the last planning call was basically an idea on the table of perhaps doing like a dashboard kind of flash case study session where maybe we'd have like a block of one day set aside to invite all attendees to bring samples of their dashboards and to talk through, what these dashboards are for and maybe kind of the evolution of them, right, things that worked and didn't work along the way, that type of thing. So I want to open that up for this group in terms of, dashboarding. Is that interesting? Is it not interesting? Or the idea of seeing samples and talking about samples, is that up your alley or is this not very helpful?
This is Abigail from Health Alliance. I think that would be very useful. We're actually in the process of creating standardized dashboards for all of our risk partners. So that's a very interesting topic for us.
Great. Thanks, Abigail. Sarah, do you have any follow-up on this topic?
No, I guess I'd kind of like to get a flavor for what kinds of dashboards folks are actually using, creating. So, Abigail, are your dashboards related to what kind of information is shared in those dashboards?
It's kind of across the board, financial, clinical outcomes, pharmacy usage, utilization.
Okay. So it's sort of global medical and medical cost utilization information related to their risk management. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody doing any other kind of dashboarding that might be interesting to review?
This is Bridget from Quartz. I believe our operations area does some of the claims operational type of dashboarding for providers as well.
Okay. What kind of stuff are you guys using dashboards for at Sentara with your providers? Maybe Joe's not on anymore.
No, I'm here. We do a variety of dashboards. One, we're using a partnership with an external vendor to push out HEDIS metrics to all of our participating or providers participating in value-based contracts, where they're rolled up to the practice or the larger organization level, and graphics displaying their contract measures and their performance to their contract measures, and then they can drill down to the individual member level. We also are providing dashboards and information using the CAVE software that I presented last year.
Joe, who's the other vendor, do you mind sharing, besides CAVE that you're using?
We're working with a vendor called Javion, J-V-I-O-N.
And Joe, are they?
I've heard of this vendor.
Their main focus is in the predictive analytics field in the hospital side. They had an interest in working with us to develop a provider portal so that the our providers can log directly in, see their list of members, what they're non-compliant in terms of their HEDIS metrics, and then if they have supporting documentation, that from that page they can attach that documentation and have it automatically submitted to us. So that supplements our HEDIS process.
Great.
I don't know if they're in that business very widespread, but they are working with us on that. They developed it for us.
Great. Interesting. Okay, any other suggestions? Are folks using other vendors to do dashboarding, or is this work primarily done in-house? Sentara, you're using CAVE and Javion, but what about the rest of you?
At Quartz, it's done in-house, but we'd love to find a vendor.
Okay.
It's done in-house at Health Alliance.
Okay. All right.
All right. So then some of the other information, again, we're really on the same theme, right? This overarching theme is around providing meaningful information. So dashboarding, one element of that. Another element that came up during the last brainstorm call was aggregating data and then pulling data. This is where, and I would love some guidance from this team. On the last call, it just so happened, we had a lot of CIOs on the call. It just kind of worked out that way, right? And so this call's attendance list is a little bit of a different profile, which is fantastic, because we know, you know, both these pieces are needed, right? The IT piece and also the data analytics and management piece. And so we're trying to make a really strong, get a strong sense of where we need to walk the line, so to speak, between those two audiences. And this topic, aggregating data and pushing and pulling data, is one of those that I get a little bit antsy, because really quickly you could kind of geek out and talk about EHR capability for the whole day, which is super fascinating. but it very quickly becomes an infrastructure IT type conversation. Or you can focus in on, you know, things like interoperability and how you're, you know, governing your data warehouse, and are you able to house non-clinical data sets like social determinants and be able to pull those into your analytics, or are you you know, handing that off to a vendor, and then they're plugging in their report, et cetera. So it's really easy to go one direction or the other. So the stuff that came up on the last call was working through issues associated with establishing feeds to and from EHRs. Usually plans can get the from, but the to is a little bit harder. We talked about desires around non-clinical data and ways that we're able to ingest that data and use it ourselves. Lots of vendors out there that promise the world with, you know, quote unquote big data, and really trying to understand how can we maybe do more of that in-house or be able to differentiate between the value of getting somebody's credit score versus the value of, you know, looking at their zip code and overlaying that with food deserts, that type of thing. And then finally, the other kind of sub-bullet point in this topic was what's been working between health plan and providers in terms of sharing their data, thinking of different models. For those of you who were with us last year, you remember that Community Health Plan of Washington and Arcadia did a really great case study where they shared their model. Community Health Plan of Washington is owned by a number of federally qualified health centers. And so I think they have, is it a dozen owners, Sarah? It's a very big number. It's not one. It's like nine or something. And mm-hmm. so they have Arcadia actually work as a third party. I'm not a technical person, so I'm going to call it a data warehouse, although if Jolene was on the phone, I'm sure he would correct me. So Arcadia is working as that go-between. So they are Switzerland in that way. Folks who don't need to see other folks' data, it's all separated. So that could be a topic of interest. So aggregating Kristen, data, pushing, pulling data.
Kristen, our community has 18 owners, and those community health centers, many of them are already using Arcadia as part of their physician EMR, and that made them a good partner for community to work with because they could access that go-between to be able to extract data and then push it back into the EMR.
Thank you, Kathy, and welcome to our call. There we go. So feedback on this topic, ideas from the group? Joe, I want to pick on you just a little bit because you were there last year and you heard that case study. And when you and Julian and I were talking together during one of our downtimes of that meeting, one of the things that I took away from that conversation was maybe looking at going deeper into some of these topics and not so broad. So I'm curious to see what you think, having heard the Community Health Plan of Washington case study, would that topic be one that you would want to see, you know, really pulled out and we could go deeper and spend more time on that particular element? I think they touched on issues of, you know, the housing pushing, pulling, but they also touched on things like data quality, trust, and governance. What's your perspective on that, given what you walked away with last year?
You know, I thought it was very interesting. You know, the way we're not the driver in data integration. The CIM that is partially owned by our provider system is responsible for, you know, taking our data, taking data from their EHRs, taking other data from other health plans, et cetera, and aggregating it and generating reports. And they're using, I think, Relay Health to do that or to assist them with that. Actually, it may no longer be called Relay Health. But anyway, so we're not leading that effort here. It's really more on the provider side.
Thanks, Joe. Sorry, I was taking notes, catching up with you there. And what about others on the call? So, like Health Alliance, I know that, you know, with every new relationship that you guys are bringing in with your strategic provider partners that are outside of your ownership model, I know that, you know, you start the conversation with risk and work really carefully to make sure that those relationships start from that place. How does that translate into the data sharing element and what work you're doing there?
I don't know if I'm the best person to answer that. I work primarily kind of in a little niche within our information analytics, and that's medical management analytics. I don't know if I'm the best person to answer that.
It's more of a strategic
no
question.
No problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, can I go back to, can I just, this is Sarah again, can I go back to the CIN piece that you just mentioned? How does the health plan then relate to the CIN integrated data function?
So when you say relate to it, we provide them a feed of, you know, the claims data. They
Go ahead.
So we provide them a feed of our claims data related to their members. We receive from them in exchange for any of their practices that have our members, even if the member is not part of a contracted group with the CIN. We get back the data, the HEDIS data from their EMRs, that from any of the EMRs that we would be missing. So we sort of have a complementary relationship, I suppose.
Okay, that helps me. Thank you. I was just trying to understand how you, you know, what kind of activities were you guys were responsible for as it related to the data integration with the CIN. So that
helps.
We
just, our shared IT department just sends over the claims data.
Okay, great. Okay. I think those were the major areas that, that were covered in the last planning call, correct, Kristen?
Yep, those were the major themes, Sarah. So I would love to open it up to see what thoughts has brought this group to us.
Yeah, I agree. What kinds of things would you all be interested in having discussion around during a face-to-face meeting and or any other types of educational programming venues? What are your challenges? Anybody? Just go down the list.
This is Alan.
Joe, do you want to start or somebody?
I think Alan. Yep. I think I just mentioned it before when I spoke to the provider. Once information is given to providers, are they taking that information and doing something with it? Per our contract, the clinics do get quite a bit of information, but we have had some struggle with some on are they effectively using that data? Are they even looking at it? So does anybody else have issues with their providers on information that they've been given, but follow-up has been limited or not existing?
So you're kind of wondering what the value is of providing the data sets that you do.
Right. Because we provide it for their contract term, and they've agreed, but whether they are successfully using it or even looking at it is sometimes a struggle for a few clinics. So I'm just looking to see if others have had that issue and how they've been able to resolve that.
So this is Kathy. You know, I hear that a lot as far as we're not sure the physicians are really using what we're providing for them.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion would be, is there somebody who is working effectively with a medical group and maybe bringing somebody in from the medical group to talk about when we get this information from our plan versus when we get it from other insurers, how does that those requests and that information get processed within a practice? And maybe if we can find one that's a good example of how they use that information.
That's a great suggestion, Kathy, in terms of trying to identify a way to address the issue. I know that's an area that Kristen and I have talked about in the past is, you know, would there be value in having, you know, one or two of our plans bring one of their provider champions in, right, to talk about, you know, data integration and data sharing and some of the challenges and or successes they may have had. So certainly is an idea. How do the rest of you guys feel about something like that? Anybody have a provider champion? Go ahead.
Sorry. I think that's a good idea. I know that we do have our manager and the manager of health services. They do road shows. So they do go out to the contracted clinics and talk to them and talk about their results according to CHEDIS. And so they do get some of that information, but and I believe, Bridget, maybe you can confirm this, that they do, I think it's a yearly meeting that's held at our facility that all the providers are invited to so that they can see what the others are doing and how successful or not successful they are in certain areas. So they have that opportunity, but sometimes it may be more on our end of doing a little pushing or prodding to get to that point. And I know that, that some of the clinics do have limitations. They may not have a dedicated person that can go through the information that they are given in a timely manner or in
That whole concept of sort of construct for using data, not only for the plan for being able to provide it, but the providers being able to use it, and how does that, what's that interaction look like?
Right.
I think
we've even gone to the extent of providing quality coordinators within some of these practices as part of our contract, and that's some of the risk that is put into the contract as well. And we still don't feel like it's quite there yet because we're having to constantly prod and push.
Yeah. Joe, what about you guys at Santerra in terms of involving providers in, understanding the data sets that are shared, using that data? Is that again, a CIN function, or does the health plan have involvement with that?
My team and I have gone probably to 40 or 50 meetings with providers over the last year, sharing the CAVE data, and then many, many subsequent levels of further analysis. And the CINs have formed task forces to look at the data and come up with, recommended protocols, based on the data and programs and everything else. That has been their intent. They actually haven't done anything yet, but they are meeting about it. We don't know whether or not they're actually going to do anything with all of this information, but we have given them a tremendous amount of actionable information for them to decide to use or not.
Okay. Who within your plan and or system does that work? Is that you and your team, or do you have provider champions that support that effort? How does that structured?
So my team provides the reporting and the analysis, and we provide support at all of these provider meetings. The CINs have an elaborate infrastructure with their provider champions broken into geographic regions and cross-specialty clinical planning groups, but it's not something specific. One of our medical directors will occasionally sit in on some of these meetings, but it's not per se a champion from within our organization. It's much more so within the CIN.
Okay. Great. Thanks. That's helpful.
May I ask a clarifying question? What is CIN?
I'm sorry. Clinically integrated network. It could be, like an ACO. It's an organized group of providers across our area coming together to improve quality, enhance efficiency, and ensure customer and patient satisfaction.
Great. Thank you.
What about others? Other challenges you guys are faced with or suggestions for topics that would be interesting to have discussions around with your peers? Abigail, anything from Healthline's medical plans perspective?
No, I think you kind of covered all the topics. I mean, we're kind of in a unique situation with medical management analytics, where we're a niche, a new niche within our global informatics. So all of the topics that you recommended are going to be very useful to us.
Okay.
Abigail, just to let you know, this is Bridget from Quartz. My team also serves in that capacity, so we maybe get great resources for each other.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else? The good of the group. Kristen, any thoughts from your perspective you'd like to delve a little bit deeper on? You there, Kristen?
Oh, that mute button was so far away. I'm so sorry.
It was really far away. There was a big delay with that mute button.
Oh, so sorry. I was taking notes and listening and thinking.
I know. Me too.
I would really love to hear. I mean, so when we imagine, we're together for 2.5 days, right? And again, thinking about reflecting on last year, last year we didn't focus the theme in on clinical informatics per se. We talked about informatics, which of course meant that we spent a great deal of time talking about clinical informatics. But we also spoke about things like creating a data-driven culture, right? And so Presbyterian had a really great case study just talking about some of the foundational work that they're going through in trying to shift the culture for the business owners, right? That idea of who owns the data versus who manages the data, that type of thing. And then, of course, we've already mentioned Community Health Plan of Washington's case study. Sentara actually did 2 case studies for us last year. And so I think what I'm sort of mulling over as I listen to the group talking today is I feel that we're right on when we talk about focusing in on clinical informatics specifically, because really it sounds like what folks are focused on now is how to get the right information to their provider partners and then make sure that the provider partners are empowered to use that information. So from a practical standpoint, how do we do that in 2.5 days? I think one of the dangers of a value visit is that we get really ambitious and we try to cover a lot of ground. I mentioned before, a few folks who attended last year's event, they actually suggested that maybe we should do less sessions and give us more time to, get into the meat of those themes. Like the Presbyterian case study, somebody told me, we could spend the whole morning just talking about that, right, and not the other sessions that were there. So if we had to pick, our top 3 things that we would really value having, this group of consultants, right, this group of 3 consultants within our membership all sitting together and picking each other's brains on it, what would be those top, 2 or 3 topics that we would really want to spend that time on? Does anybody have any really strong feelings about one in particular?
I think people are thinking. Anybody?
Sarah, maybe it would be helpful to take a couple. We have a few more minutes left to our call. Maybe to walk through kind of our brainstorms for the agenda so far, just the kind of flow of the themes that you and I were whiteboarding the other day and
sure.
Allowing folks to react to that. I think I did pencil Joe's name in there, so I guess I should probably mention to him that I'm going to bug him for a case study later.
Nope, I've already done my penance.
Oh, no, you don't have anything else to offer?
We're cutting down on travel this year, so I won't be attending.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Joe. Well, with that in mind, then, thinking about the virtual formats, right? So we mentioned that at the top of the call, too, right? That the learning just doesn't have to happen in the 2.5 days, right? So if the sky was the limit on virtuals, Joe, and we were able to get you, you know, for 90 minutes once a month, what would be the stuff that would get you? That would be worth your time to sit and talk to folks on the phone about.
I'm not sure that, you know, I really enjoyed hearing the guys at Presbyterian. I thought they were really smart and really had some very interesting perspectives. I'm not sure that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've got a whole lot. I don't know that I'm doing anything all that fascinating.
Well, but in terms of hearing from others, right? So what would be things that you would say, you know what, this, I would go listen to that, right? Because it's something I want to learn more about.
Let me think on that and get back to you.
Fair enough.
You know, one of the other areas that we've talked about in the past, and I don't know if this is applicable, it doesn't really fit with what we've kind of brainstormed so far, Kristen, but, you know, when you're talking about your data-driven culture and the tools and the resources you need to effectively, bring those analytic capabilities, if you're doing them in-house, bring them to, you know, full fruition, you know, would there be value in sort of talking through some of those tools or resources, staff needs, that kind of thing? I'm brainstorming here.
This is Bridget. That is an area that we struggle with so much at Quartz because of the evolution of healthcare and insurance and the ever popular need for data, but, you know, lack of resources and tools. So that is definitely an area I'd love to hear more about.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I second that at Health Alliance.
I mean, we're talking about some different vendors that people are using, different, you know, sort of tools to create dashboards, that kind of thing. That might be, you know, a way we could bring some folks together and have some meaningful discussions.
I think, too, if we could ask the question of providing data for the end user to pull as opposed to standardized reports. I mean, we have a need for all of this data. And sometimes it's easier for an end user to go to a particular vendor and pull it as they need to. But then there's also the issue of reporting consistency and data integrity. You know, if two different people were to pull basically the same report, I don't know how many vendors can deal with that issue or if anyone has managed that problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's been a topic that's been covered in previous informatics meetings before. You know, sort of that whole structure for setting up end user capability to develop their own ad hoc reports and how do folks really do that effectively.
Kristen, this is Kathy. Did you get a chance to talk to Soil at Presbyterian about the work that they've been doing around analytics and specialty pharmacy?
No, Kathy, not since the last time we spoke. I have not got on the phone with him yet.
That was one suggestion that came up. The other one, I guess I have a question for the group. Are you doing any kind of analytics around the post-acute and where people are being referred to if they're moving into home health or looking at SNF networks or any of that type of work?
I'm going to say this is Health Alliance. We're actually in the process of developing metrics around that and processes for it.
Okay, because when we were talking about dashboards earlier, there's a company, Reliant, that has a dashboard that can be used by the hospitalist to monitor who's gone into the SNFs, by the SNFs, and then also by the managed care for tracking of those patients as they're released. And I know the hospitals have spent a lot of time looking at it on the readmit side. I just didn't know if it was a big an issue on the plan side.
Okay. Well, we're just at the top of the hour, almost to the end of our allotted time. Are there other suggestions or ideas that y'all have as Kristen and I sort of put the jigsaw puzzle together here for our face-to-face meeting in November?
From Quartz. One other area that we would probably like to see a little bit more information shared on is the value-based payment area, since that is a very large area of focus right now across various lines of business. How are plans putting together those arrangements from inception on the provider contracting side all the way through to the back end of data reporting?
Okay. Great suggestion. And it's certainly an area where a number of our plans are focused for sure. Okay. Anybody else? Well, Krista, I think we've gotten some pretty good feedback. And I think we're going to have to sort of distill this down and think about how we can incorporate some of these suggestions in our flow for the meeting, and then other, you know, are there other ways we can address some of these topical areas that everybody's brought up today?
No, I agree, and we're so appreciative of everyone's time. I know it's hard to set aside an hour to do some brainstorming, but we really appreciate it, and of course, our goal is to develop programming that's meaningful and timely for everybody. So thank you.
So I'll just you know, close by saying, if things come up for you, if in your conversations with your peers, you know, you're thinking about maybe a challenge that you're beginning to address or have addressed, and you think, oh, that might be a good topic for this session or for this group of peers coming together, please feel free to reach out to us, send us an email, give us a call. You know, we'd be happy to entertain your suggestions and just keep thinking about it. So we'll be putting together draft agendas and starting to distribute more information about this session as it's developed. We're going to be continuing to explore some of these suggestions with some of the other plans that weren't able to participate on the call today. And so look forward to some additional information coming forward in the near future. And again, thanks for joining us today. And again, if you have questions or other thoughts, don't hesitate to holler.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it a lot. All righty. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.